Okay, beautiful thing, man. Welcome to our pre-show here for this is Monday, the 8th. And I think the storm of, and don't get me wrong, I've enjoyed every last one of them, of podcasts that we've been doing to promote Henry. I think that it's kind of abating a little bit, if you'll pardon the term abate. I think it's going to get a little... You know, a little fewer. I know we have one next week, and we posted the Greg Fitzsimmons one, which we were tardy in doing. We also have the Movies That Made Me. That's another podcast that we did with, and it was exciting because Josh Olson, the host, and Joe Dante, the great director, the director of Gremlins, who gave us that great Gremlins film where the gremlin went into the blender. You got it, baby. Great Joe Dante was also a co-host of that, and. He loved the doc, which I was happy to tell. I was happy to tell Pat about that. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Why don't we get some fucking level going on this thing now, y'all? Testing one. There we go. Testing 1, 2, 3. I think I got PT. My first session with physical therapy coming up this week to get my arm back in shape and. You know, and I'll never do that shit again, man. What a way to start the year. I had all these fucking plans. And, you know, that's what happens to you, man. They say life happens while you're making other plans. I had all these ideas of things I was going to do, and I trip, and I fall, and I fuck up my shoulder. And that completely just, like, put a freaking major crimp into the first part of the year. But, you know, that's what happens, man. Got to keep your eyes open, man. I mean, if I learn one lesson, that's it. Keep your fucking eyes open, because everything and anything can happen. Some of it good. Just because we're, you know, anything can happen, doesn't necessarily mean it's bad stuff. This doc coming out has been fantastic for our show and for Phil Henry and for, you know, what I do. This has been great. I mean, I know that the guys were working on it. I had no idea what kind of reception it would get. I didn't know when it was going to come out. I didn't know how far along they were in producing it. Then all of a sudden, my best friend Don calls me and says, or he texts me, he said, look at this, man. Look at Deadline. He showed me the Deadline article. He was the first person to tell me about it. And then stuff sort of kind of snowballed from there. It's been great. And I'm really, really grateful and happy to tell you the honest to God truth, you know. I don't give a shit how difficult things have been. It was a hell of early this week, last week, I guess we're now in Sunday, where I went from a big-ass Easter celebration with a bunch of drunk Catholics to a table read for a project that we're doing with a whole bunch of actors, 15 actors, on to the Adam Carolla show the next day, and then on to the actual recording of this show we were doing, and the distances that I have to drive between the two. I had to get a hotel room because it wouldn't be... make any sense to drive the distance. I mean, it wears you out, but all the while I'm thinking, this is great. You know, this is great shit that's happening. So it was it made it into the Deadline article. Paula Abdul was there, and talk about a trooper. Talk about a great, warm, wonderful woman and hardworking. She was right in there, man. All right, man, so let's check this shit out. And I brought Thunder over to the studio with me because she likes walking around out on that patio out there. I don't know where she is. I know there's a gate. She's not the kind of cat that roams. She doesn't like to go far afield, so I know she's close. I know she's close at hand. Saturday night, Don and I went to the LAFC game, LAFC 2, Galaxy 1. We love you, Galaxy. I know you're... It was our derby. It was the LA derby between the LAFC and Galaxy, and we won, man, 2-1 on a great goal. Is it Domingo? And we split and went back to the house where Don was needed for barbecue duty because there was a birthday party happening for a 13-year-old girl who's friends with, who's the daughter of one of Pam's best friends. And so anyway, these kids were there, you know, and the girls are there. And so Don put up on the screen, he has a big screen in the backyard, Hamilton. The play Hamilton, right? These kids, there must have been 6 or 7 13-year-old girls knew every word of every song of that play and were singing along with it. I thought it was pretty cool myself, knowing that, you know, that play, that piece of history struck them the way it did. All right, now, and imprinted on them the way it did, you know. What's tomorrow? The 8th? Tomorrow's the 8th, man. April, bitch, not March. April. Why are you giving me fucking March? 8th? An old friend returns to the show. What the fuck is this? What does this mean? Old friend returns to the show and demonstrates the dangerous world of racing cars on his computer. Steve Bozell sings in post-Elvis fashion. Let me see what this is, man. And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's me, Phil Henry. Welcome to this wonderful week of the 10th. Today's actually the 11th. As we head on toward the summertime, man.
Can't come too soon for me.
It's been freezing. So,
yeah,
tonight, Margaret, we have the return of a friend.
We do indeed have the return of a very dear friend. And, Bud, do you have been in touch with him?
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. Tell us who we have.
It's going to be tonight. It's going to be a dear, dear friend of the show that we haven't heard from in a long time. I have been in touch with him. And it was interesting, you know.
What's his fucking name?
Wait a minute, Bud. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, no, I'm going to. It's going to be exciting. I'm taking some time. I'm just taking a little bit of time, you know.
Right, but who is it that's going to...
Who's going to be here?
Okay. It's an exciting... I want every... The fans of the show... will want to know.
Yeah, of course they will. So what's the guy's name?
Mr. Henry, you went? Of course they will. It doesn't sound manly.
Come on, Dickman, before I start throwing hands.
Wait a minute, General, wait. Tell us who, or I'm going to say it.
Okay. Tonight, on the Phil Henry Show, we're very excited. I was going to have him come on the air and say hello to everybody.
Oh, okay.
All right, so it's a surprise.
Yeah, but I've got him.
Do you have him on the line now?
I do have him on the line right now, and I'm going to bring him on right now. One a guy a lot of people not heard from in a long time, a very big Phil Henry Show favorite, and everything like that. And here he is. Go.
Who is it? Where? Who's on the other end?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on. Hey, I'm introducing you, man.
I'm losing my temper. I can't wait, because I don't even remember who this is.
Come on, Dickman. Okay.
I don't remember who
ready?
It is.
You ready to go? Here. And here he is, a longtime fan, a longtime favorite, a fan, and a fan favorite, a longtime fan favorite.
Yes.
Who is it, Bud?
Okay,
it's you there? I got to make sure he's there. Are you there? He's not there now.
Give me the phone. Okay. He said you weren't there. All right, I won't say your name. All right, okay, fine. God, here, Bud.
Hello. Okay, you ready to go or not, man? All right.
What the fucking bullshit.
He's at his house.
What did I do? Oh, I clipped away from it. What did I just do? Hello. Are we still recording? Okay. That's fine, because I'm looking for... okay. Where are we at now, man? We are at April 2000. Okay, good. Let me look and see here. I don't even remember who the fuck this is supposed to be, so I think I won't even give it away. I don't want to look it up and give it away, in other words, because right now I can't remember who the hell it was. You know? Yeah. April 2000, we got it? Okay, so tomorrow's the 8th. All right, here we go. Here is our classic for tomorrow. Our classic is going to be Camp Bountiful. Roland Schwinn talks about Camp Bountiful, a summer camp where overweight kids can feel guilt-free about eating and enjoying. This is back when we were still doing Roland Schwinn before we used his voice for Carl Cedilia. And enjoying guilt-free about eating and enjoying food. Kid on a stick, Rudy Canosa believes Elian Gonzalez should not go back to Cuba because he will be used as food. Oh, Christ. Let's do Roland Schwinn. All right, so this is April 2000 copy. April 2000. All right, baby. So I think we're rock and roll on this shit. And we will commence. Let me go check and see what the fucking cat's doing. Because when she's too quiet, I'm thinking, has she dragged a fucking mouse in here? You never know with Thunder Girl. She may be out there, you know, skulking along the fence line. One time she brought a fucking mouse in here and it pissed me off. In fact, I can't block her from, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. All right. So... Welcome, folks, to the pre-show today. And yeah, you know, well, I'm looking forward to getting back to work in terms of going out on auditions, you know, having this arm a little bit more ready to do the do and the funky chicken too. You know, it's been like, it's just been dead, man, from January 10th to today. Everything has changed. My life as I knew it. But it's been fun. And it's not the bad arm part, but everything having to do with the documentary. And I'm happy for Pat and Jordan. It's a good job, guys. And like I said to Pat, I said, if you look up Joe Dante, Joe Dante directed one-third of the Twilight Zone movie. He directed the one with the kid, the little boy that wished everybody into the field. And he's got a very, very impressive IMDb resume and everything. Joe Dante, he's kind of a little bit of an understudy to Steven Spielberg. Spielberg produced a few of the movies that he directed, and so he's terrific. And he was great to talk to, and he loved the doc. All right, so let's do this while the doing is good, baby. Are we doing a promo first for Lovetronica? Okay, here we go. Hey, it's Phil Henry, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Backstage Pass is the best possible way for you to find your way into... Wait.